The case is Brodsky versus the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Former New York State Assemblyman Richard Brodsky argued the case on behalf of a group of plaintiffs, including the Sierra Club Atlantic Chapter and Westchester's Citizens Awareness Network. In this week's ruling, the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals vacated part of a district court ruling involving an exemption to fire safety rules. Here's Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokesman Neil Sheehan.
The fact that we had issued fire protection exemptions to Indian Point was challenged in federal court. A lower court upheld our process. The U.S. District Court in this most recent decision said it has questions about public participation in the NRC process before the exemptions were issued.
The exemption allowed the Indian Point 3 nuclear power plant in New York's Westchester County to use a fire barrier rated to last 24 minutes, when the insulation is usually required to last an hour. At issue, though, is not the exemption itself, per se, but the public's right to weigh in on the NRC's decision to grant such an exemption. Philip Musigas is the Hudson River Program Director and an attorney with environmental advocacy group Riverkeeper. And while Riverkeeper was not a plaintiff in the case, the Westchester County-based group has been involved in past legal battles with the NRC and wants to see Indian Point shut down.
They essentially make a mockery of public participation in these situations, because in this case is a prime example. When they filed the notice, the public notice in the Federal Register saying that they had granted these exemptions, that was also the same day that they filed the notice if anyone wanted to make any public comments. It was basically they filed the notice that they had already made a decision and the public notice for anyone to make comments on the same day. Even though there's no process for responding to public comments, no process for asking for a hearing if there are real major safety concerns.
Plaintiffs argued that the NRC violated public participation rules, and the appeals court said public input is required unless it would be inappropriate or impractical. Riverkeeper's Musigas points out that while the particular exemption in this case applies to a fire protection rule, the NRC can grant and has granted at various power plants exemptions to other health and safety regulations.
This is a practice that really shuts the public out when there's no reason for it. And, these aren't security concerns. These aren't classified terrorism concerns. These are everyday safety concerns that the public has a vested interest in being involved in, and the NRC should allow that.
The appeals court remanded the case to the district court and is requiring the NRC to appear and explain why public participation was inappropriate or impractical. Again, here's NRC spokesman Neil Sheehan.
We received the court decision, which was issued on Monday. Our lawyers will be carefully reviewing the decision, and then we'll be responding consistent with the deadline set out by the court.
He had no further comment on the case, other than to point out that the NRC early last year turned down the majority of Indian Point's exemption requests regarding fire safety measures. As for the case, Riverkeeper's Philip Musigas says there are ramifications nationwide.
I think certainly you're going to see, anti-nuclear groups and nuclear watchdog groups and environmental groups that have concerns about nuclear power plants in their communities taking an extra look at this and using this decision as an opportunity to using this approach as a method to raise public concerns and to force public concerns into this debate.
Jerry Nappy is a spokesman for Entergy Nuclear Northeast, Indian Point's parent.
The case is largely a matter between the plaintiff and the federal NRC, and Entergy, of course, will do whatever the NRC dictates in terms of fire protection, and we have taken steps over the years as new rules have come out and rulings on fire protection. We have taken steps to enhance our fire protection at the site, and we don't expect this ruling specifically to have any impact on license renewal for Indian Point.
The license renewal for Indian Point 2 is due September this year, and in 2015 for Indian Point 3. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.